And if you're just tuning in, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. Behind that clarinet is Anat Cohen. 2 decades ago, she left Tel Aviv to study the Masters of Jazz at Berklee College in Boston. And she was part of a wave of young Israeli jazz musicians who eventually ended up in New York. Now, after years of also studying the music of South America, Anat Cohen has chosen to name her new record Claroscuro. It's the Spanish variation on the Italian art term chiaroscuro, the technique of contrasting light and shadow.
And I was listening to what we've recorded, and I was looking for a name that can describe the music on the album that has this very bright and energetic and happy moments and has very dark and intense and luscious moments. So I was looking for a name that actually has those two spectrum of light and dark, and chiaroscuro, claroscuro, sound to me like it pretty much describes the album.
Opens with lightness, because right off the bat we hear Anat's dance. Named, I'm assuming, after you, Anat Cohen, and in a dance, a dance that you do.
Yeah, some sort of dance, mental dance, physical dance, you know, there's all kinds of dances in my life.
But you dance on stage sometimes.
Sometimes I move, yeah, if the music is grooving, I definitely go for it.
Anat, I want to ask you about your background. I know you've been in the U.S. for 20 years. You came from Israel. But before I ask you about that, I want to ask you about something else that I know you are often asked about, and it's about being a woman in a male-dominated world. And you're not just a female jazz musician. You're a band leader.
What, yes, I am.
When you started out, was there resistance that you felt?
I didn't feel any specific gender-related pressure. But I have two brothers that are musicians. My older brother, Yuval, is a saxophone player. My younger brother, Avishai, is a trumpet player. And I grew up playing with my brothers, playing with all our friends growing up in Israel. And I never thought of myself as being different until I got to the United States and things are a little bit more defined here. Mm. And suddenly I was a woman in jazz.
Yeah.
Sounds very attractive. I'm a woman in jazz. I think maybe the only time that I think as being a woman, as the mother nature comes out, is being on the road and, you know, making sure my musicians are fed, they sleep. Are you okay? Do you need some water? Are you hungry? Can I get you a cookie? You know, I'm not sure all men band leaders do that.
I'm speaking with jazz musician and band leader Anat Cohen. Her new record is called Claroscuro. I know that you have spent a lot of time in Brazil. Brazilian music has been a huge passion of yours. You're just back from Brazil, actually. And there is a song on here, Uma Zero. Am I pronouncing that right? Uma Zero, 1-0?
Yeah, 1-0, Uma Zero.
And this is a particular style of Brazilian music that is sort of pre-samba Brazilian music, right?
Yeah, that's choro music, C-H-O-R-O. We like to call it the father of samba and the grandfather of bossa nova. You know, what happened in the United States, the turn of the century, you know, getting the European influences with the syncopation in the United States. In Brazil, it just turned into samba, and it started with choro. And it's instrumental music, and you can play the melodies, and it can be very virtuosic, or it can be very, very soulful and full of lament. There's something in choro for people that love classical music, for people that love samba, the people that love jazz, because you can constantly improvise. I was happy to invite my favorite clarinet player, Paquito de Rivera, to come record the song with me on the album. So that's Uma Zero by Pixinguinha, one of the great masters of the choro genre. Thank you.
I imagine watching that you perform this outdoors on a bright, sunny summer day, you know, with like small children on parents' shoulders and stuff, kind of swaying to that. That kind of day.
Hallelujah. Let's
right?
do it.
Let's do it. Before the fall really kicks in.
Yeah.
I think it's too late. We'll have to wait till next summer.
That's okay. I'll wait.
How do you explain the Israeli jazz scene? There's been a lot of attention paid to it in comparisons made with Sweden. Sweden's another small country that produces just a disproportionate number of jazz musicians. I mean, in recent years, Israel's produced Omer Avital, your brother Avishai Cohen, another Avishai Cohen who's a bassist. There's Yonatan Avishai, a lot of Avishais. What do you think it is about Israeli musicians and jazz?
Well, I have a few different theories. For me, one obvious thing, first of all, music education in Israel is good. They have good music education, they have schools, they have jazz programs, they actually teach people jazz. But beyond, you know, teaching, I think, you know, we grow up in a very intense place.
To say the least.
Yeah. You know, not everybody likes to get into politics, and there's always this joke that I say in Israel, people don't really have discussions. They just try to convince the other people that they're wrong or they're right.
Wrong.
You know, they just try to impose their opinion on the others. You know, sometimes I think it's easier to avoid talking about things and just make music. And, you know, jazz, you play in a jazz quartet, you have four people that are equal. Yes, there might be a band leader, but once you actually start playing, every person is equal and every voice counts. So you make music, you have to try to understand where the other person is coming from. And I think for me, that's what jazz represents. And I think growing up in Israel in such a chaotic atmosphere, you know, people need music, they need jazz, they need to find a way to express themselves.
That's saxophonist and clarinetist Anat Cohen. Her new record is called Claroscuro. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Anat Cohen, thank you so much. Congratulations on the record.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back on the radio next weekend with guest host Celeste Headlee. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.